Chalat Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura Bavli, Daf Tezayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Med Aleph, three lines from the foot of the page, Rabbi Akiva Aimeh. Rabbi Akiva Aimeh, Hakol Hoylech Acha Krima Batono. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that it all depends on when it formed the crust in the oven. Chevaya B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, Meide Rabbi Akiva Lechachamim Be'ifes Hedjet, Shegilgula Tivula. The Talmidim, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chacham about a commoner's dough, that kneading it is toivel it, forbidding it to eat before taking challah. Rabbi Lav B'Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Moed Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, Be'ithas Hekdash Shigulgula Poitra. Rabbi Lav, quoting the Talmidim, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that Rabbi Kiva agrees to the Chachamim about a Hekdash dough, that kneading it exempts it. Kahana Amadiv Rabbi Kiva in Meruach Poitra B'Mokim Hekdash. Kahana says that Rabbi Kiva holds that Meruach in the place in the domain of Hekdash does not exempt. Amar Biyona Hada the Kahana Pliga al Rabbi Elazar. Manda me Gilgul Poiter, Hamiruach Poiter. Manda me in Gilgul Poiter, Ein Hamiruach Poiter. Rabbi Yonah says that Kahana's teaching argues with Rabbi Elazar. The one who says that the kneading of Hekdash exempts, Miruach exempts. The one who says that kneading does not exempt, Miruach does not exempt. Buram Karabonon, Gilgul Poiter, Broshus Agoi, Ve'ein Shetei Hamiruach Poiter, Broshus Agoi. However, Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva's disagreement hold that kneading in the domain of a Gentile exempts, and Meruach in the domain of a Gentile does not exempt. The Kasha al Rabbonon, Gilgul Poiter Broshus Agoi, Ein Meruach Poiter Broshus Agoi. We have a question against the Rabbonon that does kneading in the domain of a Gentile exempt? They have Rishus Arisei Seichem that excludes a Gentile, and Meruach in the domain of a Gentile does not exempt. Similarly, we should expound Rishus Tiganacha and not Digun, which is Meruach of a Gentile. Shnihi Dechziv Chomaseh Ha'oretz, Mizer Ha'oretz. The answer is it's different because the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Pek, Chavzayin, Pasuk Lamed, and all tithe of the land from the seeding of the land, which includes Miruach of a Gentile. Va'achaleif Ksiv, Milechem Ha'oretz. The Gemara asks, well, does it not say here in Bamidbar Tesvav, Pasuk Yotes, from the bread of the land, which includes that of a Gentile? Milechem, like kol lechem, the answer is no. It says milechem from the bread, and not all bread, and therefore it actually excludes. Hamar bichanina b'ed of Hillel min hadad rabbonon ana yalfin deleif hadad the kahana pliga abu belaza kema. I should say rabbonon amri gilgo poiter brushes agoy in a meruach poiter brushes agoy kena bekiva ime in a gilgo poiter brushes agoy bein a meruach poiter brushes hektish. Bichanina B'Reid of Hillel said that from this opinion of Rabbanon we learn that Kahana's teaching does not argue with the Rabbanon. Just like Rabbanon say that kneading in the Roshus of a Gentile exempts, but Meruach in the Roshus of a Gentile does not exempt, so Rabbi Akiva can say that kneading of a Gentile does not exempt, and Meruach in the Roshus of Hekdash does not exempt, but kneading of Hekdash exempts because it's unlike Meruach.